Will see a great light, a light that will shine on all who live in a land where death casts its shadow. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. These will be his royal titles: Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His ever-expanding, peaceful government will never end. He will rule forever with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David. The passionate commitment of the Lord Almighty will guarantee this.
Oh,
Sing a new song to the Lord, for He has done wonderful deeds. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Break out in praise and sing for joy. Sing your praise to the Lord with the harp and melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the ram's horn. Make a joyful symphony before the Lord, the King. Let the earth and all living things join in. Let the rivers clap their hands in glee. Let the hills sing out their songs of joy before the Lord. For the Lord is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with justice and the nations with fairness. Celebrate the joy of Christmas. That a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. All returned to their own towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was obviously with child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the village inn. Come, adore Him, and stand in awe of the wonder of Christmas. Were in the fields outside the village guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terribly frightened, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news of great joy for everyone. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born tonight in Bethlehem, the city of David. And this is how you will recognize him. You will find a baby lying in a manger, wrapped snugly in strips of cloth." Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God. "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to all whom God favors." When the angels returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Come on, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this wonderful thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They ran to the village and found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby, lying in the manger. Then the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. Like the angels and like the shepherds, let's sing the message of Christmas. Treasured these things in her heart. "He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lambs in his arms, holding them close to his heart. The shepherds went back to their fields and flocks, glorifying and praising God for what the angels had told them. And because they had seen the child, just as the angel had said, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news of peace. The good news of peace, of the peace of Christmas. Bethlehem, Ephrathah, are only a small village in Judah, yet a ruler of Israel will come from you, one whose origins are from the distant past. All of this happened to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. Look, the virgin will conceive a child, but she will give birth to a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, meaning God is with us. Jesus is the blessing of Christmas. Let's pray. Loving Father, like the angels, we glorify and praise you. Like the shepherds, we kneel and adore you. Our hearts are filled with gratitude as we celebrate the joy and the wonder of Christmas, as we claim the promise and the peace of Christmas, and as we worship Jesus, the true blessing of Christmas. Oh, come to us. Abide with us, our Lord. Emmanuel. Amen.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you all. Hear God's benediction. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.